We have in the gospel today the words, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word and my servant will be healed." Those words of the centurion who recognized the holiness of Jesus and his unworthiness, his sinfulness, and yet he was asking our Lord to come and heal his servant. So he trusted in God, but he saw his unworthiness. He had a humble heart, and our Lord said he has great faith, greater than many of the Jews. And for that, our Lord cured him without even going to his house. And the centurion believed that. But we have these beautiful words of humility that we recite before we receive the Blessed Sacrament at Holy Mass. And now we are reciting the literal words, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof," now with a new translation. So we have that taking of those words from Scripture to say for Mass before, to help us to prepare to receive our Lord. And this is so important before receiving Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. What is our preparation? And it's so appropriate during the season of Advent to reflect on the preparation receiving Jesus in the Eucharist as we are preparing to receive him in Christmas time. How do we receive our Lord? What is our disposition of our heart? It needs to be humble, contrite, aware of our unworthiness, our nothingness, and that receiving Jesus in the Eucharist is a great privilege that we don't deserve, and yet God's great mercy and love offers that to us. But we have the obligation to receive him well, to receive him worthily, to prepare well. And we are all sinners, we're all nothing in the sight of God. And so we have to acknowledge that, and we need to be sorry for our sins. We need to look into our heart and our actions and purify our life. We have to purify our mind, purify our thoughts, purify our actions in our daily life. And if we come to Mass and during this time of the beginning of the Mass where we recall our sins, we need to be deeply sorry for them, truly sorry, and have that contrition. And this is how we cleanse our heart and make ourselves ready, more humble and more prepared to receive Jesus in a way that we will please him. But if we come before him with all this dirt and sin and lack of charity and lack of love for God, we are not going to please our Lord. He wants a humble heart, a contrite heart, a heart full of charity and love. So we need to cleanse our hearts first. We need to really work and look at what kind of bad habits we have, what kind of sinful tendencies we have in our relationship with our neighbor, in our thinking, in our words, and we need to cleanse our life. We need to cleanse our actions, purify our actions, and go to confession, of course. But even since we can't go to confession every day, we can make an act of contrition, a deep act of, true act of contrition, which says, I reject sin, I abhor sin, I am going to do all that I can not to commit sin, I'm going to change my life, reform, and change my ways of acting so that I don't sin, so that I'm not flirting with sin, I'm not getting close to sin, but I am cleansing myself from sin, and I am acting against it. I am opposed to sin. I'm not just not sinning, but I'm opposed to it. I fight it. I reject it. I repel from sin. This is what our Lord wants our heart to be before we receive Jesus, and not this lackadaisical, weak way of dealing with sinfulness and temptation, but he wants a rejection. He wants us to reject sin and to cleanse our hearts, and then to fill our hearts with love and that disposition of love for Jesus, that we want to receive him, we desire to receive him, and we want to receive all that he wants to give us, that those graces, the virtues, love especially. And we need to have that disposition. This is what our Lord is looking for. Are we going to give that to him? Are we going to cleanse our life and our heart and mind? And are we going to fill it with love? Or are we going to just receive our Lord in a mediocre way, in a lackadaisical way, in a way where we don't really care very much about him? We don't have much faith. We need to have this interior disposition, especially this interior disposition of hatred for sin and love for God and love for our neighbor and love, that disposition of love in our heart. But we need an exterior disposition as well. As we come into church, we dress well, we compose ourselves well, we don't talk and chatter, we don't chew gum, or we don't do things profane. We're not too familiar with our Lord. And we pay attention, we pray, and we communicate with our Lord in a reverential way, in a way that's not too familiar. This too familiar disposition that has creeped into the church after Vatican II. Too much familiarity has creeped in, and now we lost a lot of the reverence that we should have. We need to bring that reverence back and be careful not to be too familiar. If we receive our Lord in the hands, we're receiving Holy Communion, it should be done in a very reverent way. Since the Church has permitted it, it should still be done in a very reverent way, creating a throne to receive our Lord, but perhaps in a better way to receive our Lord on the tongue, which prevents us from any kind of too much familiarity. If we receive our Lord in the hands, there's a temptation to have this idea of manipulation, you know. Manipulation comes from the Latin manus, the hands, manipulating our Lord too much, taking him, doing things with whatever we want, and not being reverent. There's that temptation. So we can avoid that by receiving our Lord in the tongue and showing that special reverence for our Lord. And we think of the way we dress, our exterior composure, and that's why we want to have a beautiful church, beautiful chalices, beautiful vestments, beautiful monstrances, everything beautiful surrounding our Lord, so that our faith is strong, and so that we're showing the proper reverence to our Lord, and we're not getting too familiar, and then when we're too familiar, we are not sensitive to sin, we're not sensitive to the love and humility that God wants us to have, and we get lazy, and laziness comes sin, and a lack of sensitivity to sin. And this is all this is what God does not want. Our Lord wants us to be humble, contrite, pure of heart, and full of love for him. And so these are all the things we need to have in mind as we are saying beautiful words like these. Lord, I am not worthy to have you under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.